What a speech it must have been. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I don't know what the president will say tonight about the healthcare system he's planning for the future, but I've been trying to imagine something else. I've been trying to imagine what the speech was like that gave us the healthcare system we have now. It must have gone something like, "My friends, I propose today a healthcare system where every employer has the right not to provide benefits unless it's absolutely necessary to keep you chained to your desks. A system where every American with a serious illness has the right to sell their home to pay the bills. In short, a system based on a simple principle, fear." Enthusiastic applause from Congress. "Under my plan, I guarantee that your Celebrex prescription will cost 2.5 times what it costs in France, because the last thing we want is to be like France." Applause builds. "A system where insurance companies have the unalienable right to challenge any claim, change any policy, drop you if you get too expensive, and put anybody on hold at any time for any reason." Thunderous applause. "But most important, I promise that the American people will have the freedom to invest in the stock of health insurance companies, which, as the baby boom gets as sick as I think it will, should return excellent profits." Congress leaps to its feet, and the leaders of the House and Senate lift the president onto their shoulders and carry him all the way back to the White House. Ah, that's how it must have been the day we got our current system. I wish I'd been there to see it, so I could ask that president and that Congress, "What were you thinking?" Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.